I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
You are a business and you must give me a percentage of your earnings for using my service.
Fuck you. I'm so fucking pissed about this.
Wah, wah.
They've caught me. I've been caught. All right, you guys, here's what is what. Venmo has said, they've been like, you're not supposed to be using our services for business. Like, they noticed when there was a pandemic that their like transactions went way up. They're not idiots. And so I was like, oh yeah, try and stop me. Like, fuck off, Venmo. So Venmo recently started business accounts and they are by invite only. And guess who got an invitation?
Did you get an invitation?
They figured me out.
Aww.
Oh!
See, that's what happens when the same people pay you the same amount of money every week.
Yes.
I should have had your people mix that up and put in the comments like groceries. Milk.
Right. Right. Charge me a different amount all the time.
I wonder if our girlfriends in California got invited to a business account.
Oh, yeah. I wonder. That's a good question. Yeah. So I'm fucking pissed because, like, if you can accept free transactions from individuals, why the fuck can you not accept it? I get it. You think you deserve it or whatever the fuck. But like,
they're providing a service. They want a cut of the service, which we give them. So we already give them a cut of the service if we want our money instantly, right?
Right.
It's like 1%. So that's a lot. If it's like $100, you're losing $10, you know, or is that 10%? I don't know. I don't math as good as you do.
Okay.
But if you wait 2 days, you get all your money, you know?
Yeah.
Just raise your percentage rate on the instant transfer, you know, and don't penalize people for being a quote unquote business.
Oh, them. Yes, exactly.
But right. it's probably tax reasons for them as well. Because PayPal had to do the same thing. They issue like 1099s to people who deal with over $700 in cash in a year.
Yeah, but I only remember it being the other way around. I remember PayPal taking the percentage first and then being like, oh, by the way, if you want to pay your friends, it's free. Like, I feel like it was, Venmo's been around for like 5 or 6 years. I don't know when Venmo was invented, but it's been a long time. And this whole time they've been doing it free of fees. And now they're charging me.
I would say I have had Venmo since my customers asked me to get one. Do you have a Venmo, Shannon? And maybe that was 3 or 4 years ago, because I remember the party I was at. And it was real hot at the time. And I was like, no, but I will get one right now. Do you have Cash App, Shannon? No, but I will get it right now. Like, so they're very easy to set up and obtain. And I definitely tend to stay on top of whatever cash apps are being used for ease of my clients. Now, I don't have clients anymore, but I have friends that I send money to and do things with. And, you know, there's always Apple Pay if people have Apple phones. So you might want to consider doing that.
I say, I will take money however you want to send it.
Right.
And everybody prefers
Apple Pay, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. I can even invoice you through Square.
I have said literally that.
Well, what do you want? You need a deal.
Pop money, Zelle. I literally do not care.
There's a new one through PayPal now. But I forget what it is. PayPal tried to get me to sign up for something the other day. So
I figured out.
I need to switch my PayPal over from a business account to a personal account. And I don't know how to do that anymore. I have to look into that. Anyway, well, welcome, friends.
Hello.
I I got the jump on Maggie and hit record before she got here. So, because we were chatting in the text.
Yeah.
And I was like, get over here. You're hot. You're hot and bothered. Get over here quick.
I was trying to finish up my work, you know, getting things together. I mean, I was like working on, I was texting you, but I was also finishing up with my student and doing things like that. All occurred at 9:01 and I had just finished working at 9. So I was working, I was getting there.
I know.
But anyway. I am salty.
Did you love my snobby text?
I truly loved it.
My friend who was like, woo, my son got into all the colleges he applied for. And I was like, oh, awesome. And then I looked at the picture and I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. I'm like, you have to be a real dum-dum to not get into any of these.
It's like,
and this kid is super smart. He totally, very easily could have gotten into a top-tier institution. And so Scott's sitting next to me and I'm like rolling my eyes. I was like, all right, let's play a guessing game, Scott. Let's go. Can you guess? I'm like, all these colleges are in Southeast Michigan. Can you guess? Four that he got into. And he got three. He got three of them right away. Well, he said Wayne State for one. And I was like, it's Oakland, but I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Because they're like right next to each other, literally. Right. I didn't think he'd get Kettering, even though I tried to give him a hint. Because one of his friends went there. I was like, this one's slightly north of us. He was like, Saginaw Valley. I was like, no, too far north. That's not slightly north. That's up north. So, I guess this is just like years of being an admissions counselor. And I'm just like, yeah, duh.
And
like,
Shannon, seriously. You know, like, Shannon will often get on my case about me being a snob. She's like, bitch, I went to a state college. Shut the fuck up. So when Shannon was like, trash schools, all of these. I was like, yes, join me. Feel the judgment flow through you.
Just, they're not all trash schools, but it's just like, come on. Like, just apply for some big names. You never know, you know? And yeah. U of M has that guarantee now too, that if you make under 65 grand in your household, like you get guaranteed free tuition, you know, which I'm telling Scott, I'm like, we need to get divorced when Catherine's a freshman in high school so we can get her in for free at U of M.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I knew you would enjoy the trash talk on the
I truly did.
So
well, last week we talked about my car drama.
It was so pretty. I tell you, I've been wanting to get my car detailed for years, but yours looked like brand fucking new, like someone licked it clean.
I literally cried on the way home.
Yeah. Right.
I was upset that the car I'm getting, it's my car now. We went to the Secretary of State today, which is a whole other bunch of stories that we're going to get to. But bunch of stories. There are many stories.
Secretary of State is truly the bad place.
It is the bad place. I forgot what I was saying. I already just lost. Oh, so last
car week. Car detailing.
Last week we talked about me having to clean out my car because my parents were like, it's getting detailed tomorrow. You have no choice. And I was like, excuse me, what? Actually, I realized that the vast majority of what was in my car was costumes. Costumes from dance, from gish, from parties, Ren Faire. Like,
you're just ready to go. You're hot and trotting ready to go. Like, your car is one giant go bag. Like, what? You need one of those like inflatable thingy guys. I got that in my car. You what?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I got a costume in my car. What welts you got in there? I don't know. What do you need? Fairy? Fairy? You need a machete? I got a machete.
Boots size 8.
Yeah.
I got that.
Need some corsets. Need a wig? You need a rainbow wig? I got one of those.
Do you need a stuffed animal pony? Oh, hi, sweetheart.
You want to say hi, Aunt Maggie?
I really miss you, kiddo.
She really misses you.
Shannon's getting a big snug in with her kid right now. So I'll just keep going on this story because they're chatting, and this would be really dull if we stopped talking for the podcast.
I heard on YouTube there's these dolls that look real. They're called Lova Bellas.
Your kid wants so many dog toys.
She wants watching every toys puppy on YouTube and TikTok.
I didn't watch
it's not happening. To... Stop it. Stop. If you need more toys, why don't you go take a gander at the toys you have in your toy room? I bet you there's all sorts of toys you've forgotten about down there. It's like shopping. You know what? Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go downstairs and pack up a bunch of your toys and put them under the tree for Christmas. And it's like getting them all over again. She stirped up. I think she thought I was going to give them away.
Yeah, she definitely did.
Yeah. I'm just going to re-gift them and be like, Merry Christmas! New toys!
I love it. I love that idea. So, yeah. So, tons of costumes in the car. Why? Nobody knows how I function. So, we went, and then I didn't have a car for 2 days, like, while it was being detailed. Like, I just, like, my parents were fucking up my shit left and right. My mom transferred the plate from the old car to the new car, and then all of the numbers started peeling off, so she had to get a new plate anyway. She could have just left the old plate on the fucking car, and then I could have had a car. And so anyway, when we went to go pick up the old Prius, the black Prius, I literally cried. I cried on the way home because that car looked so fucking good. And the car that is my car now that I'm driving today does not look that good.
You should pay for it to get detailed.
I asked for it for Christmas.
You detail my new car for Christmas, please.
That's what I want. Like, I was looking at it because my parents are like, I'm going to make it look nice. And like, I was just comparing it after having driven the detailed black one for all those days. I was like, the dashboard on that just looked perfect and uniform in color. And this doesn't. And all of the cup holders were perfectly clean with no crusties on them. And this is not that. Like, I want the car that I'm driving now to look brand fucking new, like the car that I was driving last week. I don't feel like that's too much to ask.
I don't think it is either. I think that's 100% valid.
Why would you make a car look brand new for a teenage driver? It's rude. I'm your child.
I have always wanted my car detailed. And, you know, my love language is like gifts and service. Like, if Scott, like, just randomly went out to the driveway and washed and detailed my car, he'd probably get not only sex, but a fucking blowjob.
Yeah.
Like,
he would get it.
It's that easy to fucking please me, you know, just like fucking clean up after yourself and do nice things for me. That's all it takes.
It's not that hard, y'all.
Not that hard, y'all.
So yeah, I did ask for detailing for Christmas, which my dad was like, he was like, yes. Like, he understood. He was like, I get why you feel that way. And my mom was just like, ugh. Like,
she's already bought you gifts. Because your mom's probably like me and my mom, and we just shop year round and stockpile gifts.
You know what she does? You know what she actually does is when it's my birthday, she makes a birthday / Christmas plan at that time.
Mm. Right?
Because my birthday is 6-ish weeks before Christmas.
Yes. You know?
So she'll like, okay, this is what the birthday gift is. This is what the Christmas gift is. Like, right. This is what I'm getting her here. This is what I'm getting her there. Boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
So the plan has been made, but God damn it. I deserve a car that looks as nice as my old car.
Yeah. I consistently start Christmas shopping in the fall, like September, October. Mm-hmm. And I am always done by Thanksgiving. Like, Black Friday weekend is generally my last push for buying shit if I need it.
Speaking of which, y'all, don't go Black Friday shopping.
No, fuck that shit. Even I'm not going. And even if I was in Tennessee with my sister, we would not be going because I'd be like, fuck that shit. One, you don't need the deals this year because two, they're already on the fucking internet. So just shop the fuck online and get your shit shipped to you. For free.
Point three, all of the Black Friday sales suck. Point four, there's a pandemic. So
yeah. Yeah. Pandemic is number one, like pandemic.
Right.
But like number two, like they released all their sales early because pandemic. So just like get your shit online.
Get your shit online.
I have to tell myself to stop shopping because like sales. And I'm yeah. like, I'm done already. Like I'm done, except for my siblings. And I don't know if I'm getting them anything. Yeah. I just might recycle this stack of gift cards I got last year.
So let's keep talking car drama so we can get yes. done with all of that.
Yes.
It car just drama. Keeps going.
Just keeps going. Just Secretary keeps of going. State next.
Nope. What happened weather-wise this week, Shannon?
Oh, it snowed.
What do you think happened? Did the snow stick? Is there still snow?
The snow stuck to the grass, but not the roads. But Maggie lives on a dirt road, which means the snow fell on the dirt road and then melted, creating mud.
So let me tell you how great that car looks that we just got detailed.
Well, it looks great on the inside.
There was mud splatters like up the front of the car. The mud was so bad on the road that it was like pulling my car. Like that was some intense mud. So that car that a week ago looked perfect looks disgusting.
Well, you know what? It's going, like you said, it's going to a teenager. So she, welcome to fucking Michigan winter.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, kid. Try not to get mud on the back of your calves getting in and out.
There it is. Well, I mean, right.
And which is a thing that no one else really knows about in this world, but.
It just got, here's the thing though, like since it just got waxed and washed, like when they rinse it down, when they wash it, it's going to look good again because it was just waxed and everything, you know? Like it's not going to stick.
Yeah. Not
gonna, you know, also welcome to Michigan winter. So
then, I would like the number to your detailing shop. Is it that detail shop?
Literally like,
on Pontiac Trail.
To me. Like,
do they come to your house?
It's just La Fontaine and Dexter.
Oh, it's the car dealership?
Yeah. But they have a really good thing. Like, remember, nope, you don't because we were not friends yet. Okay.
This is way back. This is going in the way back machine because we've been friends for a long time.
Yes. My grandparents gave me a car that had been through a hurricane. And the hurricane car needed some body work, right? So like the their porch from their house went through the back of the car, right? But like they put the key in and it turned on fine. And it drove fine. It just got fucked up with body work. So like, I just wanted like two panels on the car fixed, the extra fucked ones. And I was just going to let the other dents live there. Right. Mm-hmm. And we took it there and it looked incredible. They did the body work on that car. So do they just have like it? Yeah, it's a dealership, but they also just have a really good, you know, shop, like body shop and,
right.
you know, repair shop there. So yes, literally everyone has asked me who the fuck detailed my car because they want to take it there. My friend Danielle goes, if there weren't a pandemic, I would drive my husband's car there right now. And I was like, it's 9 p.m. So I don't think that's true. But yes, I get what you're saying. Like, that's how good this car looked, you guys. I was devastated.
Yeah.
I was like, no. I want to keep this now.
It looked real good because there is like, I know there is a detail shop in Ann Arbor. I used to drive by it every day. It was an old bike shop turned into a detail shop. It's on the corner of Pontiac Trail and, you know, like Maiden Lane there, you know, where the those three little crossroads are.
What do you have to do, Shannon, to transfer the title of a car?
I believe you have to go to the Secretary of State.
Yeah.
Would you have to go with the person? I don't know. I've always bought a car from the dealership and they magically take care of everything.
Well, so, you've only trashed cars. You've never sold a car.
I've traded it in. Either gotcha. I've trashed the car and traded it in or I've given it away.
So to transfer the title of the car, you do have to go to the Secretary of State office. And I was like looking online. I was like, please tell me this is one of those things that you can do online. It is not.
Yeah,
it is one of the four things that you have to do in person.
Yeah, because you have to sign in front of them. And then
I need to make an appointment. And they go, are you sure that you can't do this online? And I was like, go fuck yourself. Yes, I'm sure. Fuck off, Secretary of State's office. So if you, Shannon, went on right now to try to get an appointment, you would get an appointment for mid-March. Mid-March is when you would get an appointment.
Let's check. Keep okay. Going.
Curious. Yeah. Are you going to look at the Howl? Is that your closest one?
Yeah, I'm just going to type in my zip code.
And see what they give you. Okay.
Yeah, Howl. Howl is the...
The Secretary of State's office will release some appointments, but they do it at 8 a.m. and noon for the next day. And that's your option. So on Friday, I had a hard time waking up.
March 3rd.
March 3rd.
I hit title transfer.
March 3rd.
Because, you know, I'm going to do the same thing you're doing. March 3rd.
March 3rd.
11:40 a.m. Not even 8 a.m. 11:40 a.m.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Right.
I hope I don't have to do anything for my birthday this year.
Right. No, legit. I'm
gonna schedule that now.
No, but you can, find out and then you could just schedule it then. But you could have to get online at 8 o'clock in the morning to try to get appointments for the next day. I got on at 8:17 and there were none left in Chelsea or Ann Arbor. So they were gone in less than 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then I forgot to check at the noon ones. Like I just forgot when noon happened. Mm-hmm. So I said to my mother, my mom was like, well, I'm up at 8 o'clock. I can do this. And I was like, mother, look at me. You need to be on there at 8 a.m. to get this appointment. And I need you to do it tomorrow. And I even woke up on Monday at 7:30 and called her. And I was like, do not forget to go on and get the thing. Okay, I'm going down to bed. My mother marches into my room at 8:04 in the morning and goes, I can't get an appointment and I can't figure out how this works.
It was actually pretty straightforward. I don't know how she fucked it up.
Right. So I tell Shannon the story and Shannon's like, well, government websites are very confusing, which Shannon, you're not wrong. They are not made great, but that it was very straightforward.
Yeah. I actually Googled SOS Michigan appointment and it took me right to the site. I'm going to walk you all through this. Make an appointment. Put in your zip code. Oh, okay. Put in my zip code. Hit enter. Choose my place. Make an appointment. There it is right there. And these are the services you can make an appointment for. Choose one of these. Title transfer. Your first available date is March 3rd. Like, that was pretty fucking easy.
Well, that is where she had gotten. She was like, I can't make one till March. And I was like, okay, well, you missed the appointments then. You weren't on at 8 and you missed them.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, which office were you looking at? And she was like, Chelsea. So I got on and in less than 2 minutes, I started at 8:04 and I finished right when it was turning 8:06. In less than 2 minutes, I had the appointment in Ann Arbor. And I was just like, well, now I'm awake because I had to use my brain to do that. You know, like I had to use my brain to be like, where are we going? What time works for you? Can we do Ann Arbor? What, you know, like I had to think about all of the things that I was doing. And so then I was awake. And so I was like, how is it that that our parents ran the world and can't do anything?
Right. Like, I put in 50 miles away to see how many offices popped up. All of them popped up.
All of the offices. So when we were at the Secretary of State's office today, there was a lady behind me and I gave her
the Chelsea office.
Yeah.
March 18th.
Yeah. Well, that was the one we were looking at most. That's why I said mid-March because that's actually the closest to me.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Yes. No, it's fine. So this lady behind me, I stared daggers at her. because I was pissed. And I was worried she wouldn't be able to tell because there wasn't a mouth. It was just eyes. So I just fucking like, I hate you with my eyes. Okay. I will tell you why at the end. This is the punchline. Why I hate her is the punchline.
Okay.
All of this. So then she like, I can tell by the crinkle around her eyes that she's kindly smiling at me. And I'm like, fuck you. Right? How dare you smile at me right now?
I can't wait to hear this.
So like 5 hours later, I have an epiphany. The reason she smiled at me, the reason she thought I hated her was because of her skin tone and her headscarf. And she has to deal with that a lot because people are racist fucks. So she thought I was staring her down and giving her the hate stare because I'm a racist, but it was really because her mask was under her fucking nose.
I was going to say she either didn't have a mask on or was wearing it inappropriately. Yeah.
So I was like, because I kept on being like, why did she smile at me all kindly like that? And then like 5 hours later, I was like, oh my God, she gets that all the time because people are racist and she thinks I'm a racist, but I really just hated her because her mask was on wrong.
She's like, your dick's hanging out.
Yeah. You wear your underwear like that? So I ended up feeling terrible because I was like,
because you're not racist and that's not why you were staring her down.
Right. I was just mad that she didn't know how to wear a goddamn mask.
But you know, we all know by now, like how to wear a fucking mask.
You should know. You should know by now how to wear a mask.
Almost a year into this bullshit, which I knew I knew this was not going to be over in 6 months.
Yeah.
It took 3 years to get through the Spanish flu. And I wish there was a better name for that. Took 3 years to get through the flu of
1918.
So like, why is this going to be any different? You know,
because we have more knowledge about medicine and how microbes work and how germs work and how vaccines work. That's why I thought it would be less time, but no, it turns out that we are fucking stupid monkeys who have no idea how to behave ourselves.
Correct. People are still the fucking same. Just like our government bullshit has been the same since 1786.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a revelation the other day, I was like, oh, Thomas Jefferson was the Trump of his time, except he was a magnificent speaker. That's the only difference. Difference between Thomas Jefferson and Donald Trump, Jefferson's a great speaker, but he's still a capitalistic pig. He had better wigs, except he's still a capitalistic pig who only wanted to be president to make sure slavery continued so he could continue to get rich as well as his other friends in the quote unquote South.
Yeah. I mean, when people try to like wax poetic about how great the founding fathers were, I'll be like, Thomas Jefferson enslaved his own children.
Mm-hmm.
Think that through. Thomas Jefferson enslaved his own children. That is a terrible fucking human being.
It's like the epitome of what's that male chauvinistic pig shit, you know, like, as my child and my wife, you belong to me. And oh, by the way, you're my slaves. So you really belong to me. Like, you aren't my property, just like in theory, like legit, you're my property.
You are my property. So that's where that is. On the delightful side of politics, Joe Biden is looking toward Antony Blinken. Antony Blinken for Secretary of State. And his Twitter handle is A. Blinken. Do you remember Robin Hood Men in Tights?
I don't, but I did see your meme.
Okay, so Dave Chappelle plays this guy named Achu, and this guy named Blinken is blind, which is right. Mm-hmm. So Dave Chappelle walks up and goes, "Hey, Blinken." And Blinken goes, "Did you say A. Blinken?"
Right, A. Blinken.
And then he goes, "No, I said, hey, Lincoln, hold the reins, man, of the horse. So it's like an iconic classic line from a classic comedy film from the 90s that everyone should watch. Mm-hmm. And yes, Abe Lincoln. Yes. I mean, even if you don't know the reference, his Twitter handle is Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln. It is funny. Yeah.
B-L-I-N-K-E-N.
Mike Hunt, you know.
yeah, exactly like that.
Is he picking a diverse cabinet? I mean, we got rich old white guy, Abe Lincoln.
There's a lot of women. Like, I've seen a lot of women and a lot of, like, they're like, this is the first Latina to, you know, woman to ever be in this kind of position. This is the first this. So I've been hearing that a lot on the news. He also is, I have a Maggie rant, a mini Maggie rant. He also is picking a lot of people from the Obama era, right? Mm-hmm. And so people are being like, oh, is this a third Obama administration? Okay, first of all, is Joe Biden's name Barack Obama? If the answer to that question is no, then it's not the same.
He's just rehiring his coworkers.
Right.
They and all worked together before. There's nothing wrong with that, man.
There's also a strategic reason that he's doing that.
Yeah.
What do we think that is, you guys? Trump has destroyed a bunch of those things. He's full on just like, let shit go to the birds. Yeah. We need people walking into that cabinet on day one
who know what they're doing.
Who know what the fucking job is, who know what the fuck is supposed to be happening so they can get it back on track. Now is not the time for like fresh faces and fresh ideas. Like our current president has fucked things up beyond recognition, and we need experts and the creme de la creme, the most knowledgeable, most experienced people walking into those jobs to try to fucking fix this shit.
And these aren't like term dependent jobs. Like, they can leave and quit at any time.
Correct.
And Biden can also replace them at any time. So he could just be like, hey, for the next 2 years, I want you to do this. And then we're going to get a fresh face in here.
Yeah.
Let's get shit back on track and then we'll shake it up.
Right.
You know,
I mean, we don't know what his plan is. That could be it.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know, but like for the right now, his plan is let's get shit back on track.
Lincoln is like really qualified, man. I'm looking at like Politico did a like an 8 reasons why this is a really good pick, and
Abe Lincoln,
yeah, he's got like deep ties in Europe, family and like experience, and his sister worked for the National Security Council under Clinton. He looks Jewish. Yay.
Did you almost say Jewy?
I said he's Jewish. Yay. Jewy, yay. I could see how being from the Midwest, Jewish, yay, sounds like Jewy, yay. Oh, man. Oh, he was Deputy Secretary of State under Obama. All right, so we got through your SOS and proof that Secretary of State is literally an offshoot of the Bad Place. So.
It truly is. And we had an appointment and we were still in line for 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What are you even doing, Secretary of State?
So when I went for my last appointment, I had to get an enhanced ID last time I went in. So this wasn't... It wasn't February 2020, it was February 2019 for my birthday. And even 2 years ago, I had to make an appointment a month in advance. And I walked in, I checked in at the kiosk, and then I sat my happy ass down in a seat. And then they legit called me up at exactly the time they were supposed to for my appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get up to the front, and in the meantime, this place is packed.
Right.
And there's this long ass line to go to the documents lady. And I'm like, well, fuck that. I'm not standing in that line. One, I don't know what that line is. And two, like, why am I going to stand in that line when I have a fucking appointment?
Yeah.
So I went up to my appointment They called me up for my appointment at exactly my appointment time. The fucking lady was like, did you go through the documents line? I was like, no, I have an appointment. I did not stand in that line. And she was like, oh, okay. Like, what's the fucking point of the documents line? To make sure you have everything before you get up to the counter? Because, like, I had everything, bitch. Like, I did my research. I brought everything I needed. I don't need your dumbass to double check me.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then I was out the door. So it was, like, easy peasy. But I still had to make an appointment a month in advance. So it was crazy.
Cuckoo banana pants?
I had to update my Apple online cloud storage. So now I have to pay $10 a month for that.
Yeah. I've been paying $1 a month for a really long time.
Yes, I've been doing that and I maxed out. And so I decided to do the upgrade because then I can add Scott and Catherine to it.
I am close to maxing out, but I just keep trying to delete some stuff.
Usually if I delete a few movies, it will work.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't working this time. So
just, there's going to be a point where you reach that point.
Yeah. So I was just like, fuck it.
Should we do content? What we've been watching and listening to?
I have actually been trying not to watch TV.
Wow.
I know. Doing shit around the house. Been cleaning and decorating for the holidays this last week. If I do sit down to watch TV, I have just kind of been watching some House Hunters International. I did go back and start watching all the Slapsgiving episodes from How I Met Your Mother.
Fun.
Because Thanksgiving. So
yeah.
Those were fun to revisit the other day. Catherine has kind of been into Community, so we've been watching that a little bit again. You know, I kind of breezed through all of those seasons a few months ago. So John recommended another new cartoon I added to my list on Netflix. I'll pull that up in a second right now. But in addition to that, I spent a good old half hour, 40 minutes the other night adding all the cheesy ass Christmas movies to my queue on Netflix. So all the fucking rom-coms and bullshit. Bad Moms Christmas, Holiday Rush, The Holiday Calendar, Holiday in the Wild, Christmas Inheritance, Christmas Chronicles, Jingle Jangle, Holidate, which I don't think you've watched yet. Did you watch that one?
Oh,
you did watch that one. You told me to watch it.
It was cute. I actually laughed out loud at some moments.
Yeah.
I mean,
Midnight at the Mongolia and Operation Christmas Drop. So those are all my cheesy movies to watch for the holidays. The cartoon John recommended was Kaipo and The Age of Wonder Beast. So it's an anime-ish style cartoon, and it's a post-apocalyptic Earth. And there's
post-apocalyptic.
Yep. And there's people who live underground, and like the animals have mutated and taken over the Earth. So this girl escapes from her underground cavern and discovers there's people living on the surface, and that the animals are crazy. So he has really enjoyed that. And we watched the preview to it and it looked cute. So, but I'm kind of excited to rip through a bunch of crazy ass holiday movies.
That's good. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm still plugging my way through the final season of The 100, which, you know, like at this point, it's just like I'm dedicated to this. I'm not like, I am kind of enjoying it. Like I finally got into it, but also like, I don't know, whatever. It's a, you know, it is such a typical CW show of like everybody being shirtless for no reason,
mm-hmm.
like everyone being super duper hot. But I do really love the premise. Like, I really love the first season a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's hard to, like, let go after that. You're like, I have to know what happens to these people. Spoiler alert. It's like Game of Thrones. Everybody dies. So
God damn it. Hate it when that happens.
You can just watch the first season and be like, and the end is everybody dies.
That actually sounds good to me, because sometimes I watch like one season and then I'm like, meh. So if I watch that first season and I know they all die, that's perfect. Oh yeah, you all die anyway. I'm not investing 8 more years of my life for this bullshit. Doesn't your Supernatural end after 15 years at this point?
Yeah, the final episode aired, and I accidentally saw a spoiler because people cannot keep their fucking mouths shut. So yeah, I actually am not, I wasn't even previously caught up. Like, I sort of started fizzling out around season 12. Because I like binge watched it all that one summer where I just was like, yeah. And so then like, I just wasn't as invested in the new seasons. Like, I'll still get into it sometimes and keep watching. And then, but like that one is also everybody dies, you know?
Yeah.
Literally everyone. If you see an opening scene with people that are not the main characters, they gonna die. I think that every time, like,
yeah,
this be is like our, kids in the forest, and I'm like, they gonna die.
This is a really, really old meme, and it was taken from South Park. So in the TV show South Park, and this episode is like 15 years ago, the boys are learning how to ski while their parents are stuck in some sort of like timeshare meeting, and so of course it's like a ski montage episode, like an 80s ski resort movie. And so the guy's teaching them how to ski, and the line he says is, you know, if you French fry instead of pizza, you're gonna have a bad time. And so the Game of Thrones meme became, if you have a favorite Game of Thrones character, you're gonna have a bad time. So same thing with Supernatural.
Yeah, I mean, right, but like Sam and Dean keep making it, the two main characters keep making it through. Like, literally anybody else who was ever a recurring character, they die. I'm also really enjoying this season of The Crown. It's the Diana years.
Yep, I heard it was pretty good, but like the people in England are like, the palace officials and friends are pretty pissed.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, it's not supposed to be real life.
Right.
So fucking Hollywood. It's just inspired by,
I mean, yes. And there's so many conversations that take place in private. Like, we have, nobody has any idea what happened in those conversations.
Right. We're just going to make it up. This is what we think, because we hate Charles. So we're going to turn him into a weasel, because we think he's a weasel.
Right. And then also, like, the queen has so much personality in this show, obviously, because it's centered around her. Does anyone actually have any idea what the queen's personality is like?
No. Not unless you've met her.
I would say not even just that. Like, you have to have met her a few times.
Yeah, you have to have a personal relationship with her to know her personality.
Right, and yeah. Who has that?
Her grandchildren, that's about right. It.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess you could piece together her personality based on stories that have leaked out, like through her grandchildren, who think grandmom is funny and witty and, you know, loves her dogs and her hats and, you know, whatever, you know, but they all have public personas. And, you know, I haven't watched The Crown. I've only seen all of the, you know, previews and whatnot. But there's in the preview, someone's warning Charles, you know, that you should really marry for love and not listen to your family. And he's like, but, you know, I trust my family. And she was like, you shouldn't. And like, they're fucking right. Like, that's exactly why, you know, Harry and Meghan Markle left.
Yeah. You know,
too much. And he was done. He lived that bullshit his whole life, especially all the bullshit after his mother died.
The queen's sister. He was like,
done.
The queen's sister, Princess Margaret.
Played by my girlfriend, Helen Bonham Carter.
Yes, she is pretty great. I actually loved the early season Margaret. Like, she was sassy and delightful. Because, mm-hmm. you know, they keep switching because they're going through so many decades.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, they're aging the actresses.
Right.
Which is exciting.
Yeah, so I love the girl who played her in the first two seasons. But they wouldn't let her marry the man that she wanted to marry because he was divorced. Mm-hmm. And then she ended up in this like passionate marriage, meaning total drama, meaning fucked up. And she ended up divorcing that guy. And she like, so, you know, this thing, obviously we have no idea if this happened, but like she comes out against Charles marrying Diana, where she's like, do we have to keep making the same mistakes in this family over and over again? And you're like, oh damn. Like, we don't know if that happened. Nobody would fucking know that.
Right.
Did Princess Margaret go to her sister and plead for Charles not to marry Diana? Who the fuck knows?
Right.
The queen knows, and that's it. But it is a delightful tale. So I'm really into that. And then I have a new podcast that I think literally everyone should listen to. It is called Our Plague Year. And it is done by the guy who does Welcome to Night Vale. And he just started like writing essays and telling stories about what has been going on. Like, it starts in March where he's like trying to process, you know, and like some of the things don't hold up and some of the things do, but like no matter what, like all of the feelings are very real and very raw and very mm-hmm. accurate and like very relatable. And you think like, I don't want to listen to that, it's going to be very triggering, but it's not, it's weirdly soothing. And so I truly love Our Plague Year. You guys should go mm-hmm. listen to
Plague, like the bubonic plague, Our Plague Year. Yeah, I think there is something cathartic about like hearing people's stories and being like, oh my god, yes, we're all literally kind of going through the same emotions, the same anxieties and questioning things and whatnot. You know, we have like weekly meetings still with work, and it's supposed to be a fun Friday social hour, but we always end up talking about COVID and what's going on. And I think it's just because we don't have that water cooler bullshit like we used to in the office. And that's like our 1 hour to do it. And so people just kind of unload at that point because, you know, we're coworkers and we're all working from home in the same place, in the same space. And you can only bitch to your friends and your family so much. And there's something cathartic about having these conversations with a coworker over, you know, your best friend or your mother or whatnot, you know? So I can totally see where him writing essays and then talking about them in a podcast can definitely be soothing and cathartic. So
yeah.
Did you know, I think I've said this before, but I'm in like a pandemic Facebook group.
Yeah.
It was started by one of my poli sci friends. And like, that's been really cathartic too, because it's a bunch of parents trying to get through being at home with their kids through a pandemic, you know, and it's thoughtful and it's courteous and educational and, you know, so I don't know.
The Our Plague Year also has a phone number. And so every other episode is people calling in, and the phone thing cuts out after 3 minutes. So nobody's is over 3 minutes. Right. Okay. So it's just like short messages of like whatever people are thinking about or like whatever thing they want to complain mm-hmm. about. This one guy was talking about, he's like a tech guy. Right. And they kept on being like, will you fix the iPad to call this number? Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Will you fix the iPad to call this number? And like 30 seconds later, the nurse would be like, is it ready yet? And he was like, leave me the fuck alone. It's not ready yet. Mm-hmm. And then he found out, of course, that it was for a patient who was dying and that this was his only way to say goodbye to his family. And right. the guy was just like talking about how he hadn't thought about that. And like, mm-hmm. you know, and these stories. And then there was a nurse who was talking about the violence of intubating someone. Right. And he was like, let me tell you how often teeth are chipped in that process all the time.
Yeah.
And so just these like, you know, details of it that I hadn't thought of at mm-hmm. all, or like that is not my experience.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you put a metal a metal guide into the mouth and then the tube down the throat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very easy to, I can imagine it's very easy to chip teeth because it's like washing your dishes in the sink.
Yeah.
How many times do you accidentally knock the edge of the sink with the plate and chip it? You know, you've done it you've washed a plate a gazillion times, but God damn it, if I don't chip a fucking plate every time I wash the goddamn dishes by hand.
Right.
And I have like 20 years of muscle memory on how to not do that. So yes, I can see how even not even just an intern or resident, but how an experienced doctor will still do that.
Right.
Which also happens during surgery, like you get intubated for surgery. So when you get put under, so intubating a patient is very, very common in a hospital. It's just a lot harder with when your lungs are literally full of jello. So
anyway. What are you thinking of The Mandalorian?
It's moving along. I feel like it's going to end sooner than I want it to, though.
Yeah.
You know, like, what episode are we on? Do you know? Is it five?
Yeah, five's about to release on Friday. We've seen four.
We have how many? 9 or 10?
Yeah.
So, we'll have to see.
I know. It feels like it's barely gotten started.
I'm anxious that my baby is going to be tracked now, so.
There were some really great moments. Normally when I make comments, you get back to me and agree or disagree. I was like, so much was memeable this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just watched it the other day.
Did you?
Because Scott and Catherine watched it without me on Friday. Bastards.
So there was only 8 episodes of season 1. So that means we're halfway through if it's the same.
Yeah I feel like it's going to end abruptly the way things are going. So...
Well, I had a moment that really pissed me off when I overthought it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bo-Katan, I was very excited to see her show up. We talked about this. And then I had this moment where I was overthinking everything. And Bo-Katan's slightly older sister was in love way back when with Obi-Wan Kenobi. And Obi-Wan Kenobi is already dead at that time and was Alec Guinness, was an old fucking man. So how was Bo-Katan 40 years old?
And Obi-Wan was an old man.
Right. Like, right.
Yeah.
They said that the youngest she could be, because I looked it up. I was like, am I crazy? And they were like, the youngest she could be really feasibly is 50.
Right.
Like, if she was just like, barely an adult during the Clone Wars,
when she should look more like Leia at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She should look more like Leia at this point.
Yeah.
She was already an adult when Leia was born.
Yeah. Yeah, she should look like General Leia.
Right.
Well, maybe she has good genes. I don't know. We don't know nothing about those Mando genes and how they age.
That's right. We don't. So. The other thing my brother said was, you know, one of the things that they never deal with in this world is how traveling at light speed affects people, like ages people. And I was like, oh shit, man. Cause that's true. Like that would fuck people up in different ways. Mm-hmm. You're really old. You're really young. Like not that two people in the same ship would be that way, but you get what I'm saying.
Somebody
travels at light speed a ton, right?
Right. Well, maybe that's why Obi-Wan looks so old.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
He traveled by light speed all the time.
Yeah, exactly. That's got to be it. So yeah, that was, I was just like, I really overthought it and then I was really upset.
That's funny. I heard people got their panties in a bunch over her boob armor, but it wasn't even that bad. Like if I didn't notice it, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
You know, because there are because boob armor pisses me off when it's like obvious boob armor. Like we don't need fucking boob armor. Stop it. So it did not look super obvious to me anyway.
No, I really hate very like, again, same, like obvious where it's like they carved out a place for the boob to sit.
Right.
Like, they, or they carved the armor around the boob.
Yeah, like if you gave me boob armor, you know, like my boobs right. would sit a foot off away from my body, when in reality, I can just bind that shit down and have a little bump, you know?
Right.
So, anyway, I mean, whatever.
It is accurate. So here she is. Here she is in Clone Wars, which is her first time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So she's got a little bit of boob armor, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But it's slight. It's like her chest plate goes out a little.
Right.
All right. Now I'm going to look up Bo-Katan Mandalorian.
Yeah, it's just a little bump. It's not crazy. But, you know, if you're not offended about something, just wait a minute.
I mean, I did really enjoy that they got the voice actress. Yeah, I mean, it's... So that's that.
Yeah, it's normal, like, boob armor.
Right.
The general from our girlfriend from Game of Thrones, who was a general in that last movie, is the first time they haven't done boob armor on someone.
Yeah.
So, making her a little, non-binary, a non-binary character. Like, mm-hmm. you only know she's a woman, you know, when she takes off her helmet.
Right.
So, but anyway.
Well, I've been...
Armors don't need boobs!
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, Joe and his family aren't coming for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm, like, angry at everybody and everything about mm-hmm. that. Like, truly... Every human, I'm mad at you about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mad at everything. I thought you were going to think that was funnier than that.
No, I get it. Like, you're mad at me because, like, I'm sending my kid to school. So I'm exposing myself and my family to just as many germs as, like, Joseph and Ashley are, if not more. You know?
Yeah, so their kid is in, it's like 5 people classes
yeah.
or whatever. It's like yeah. 5 children in a little group. But yeah. the yeah. class that had the COVID case, there's a girl in Zelda's class who older sister was in the COVID class.
Mm-hmm.
So like Joe and Ashley at first were like, I don't know, like we get tested and you know, like we're sure that nobody, like Zelda wasn't exposed, because it's on the other side. Like this is the preschool side. This is the daycare side, right? But then, so like they were hemming and hawing, like, what can we do? Do we know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they found out about the sister being in the class and they were like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
So.
I was talking to Scott about the health department distancing rules and I think they're total bullshit, you know, like. So when you test positive, the health department tells you, okay, so these are the people you have to contact, which is anyone that you have had direct contact with a mask or without a mask on for more than 15 minutes within a 6-foot radius.
Mm-hmm.
So if that sister doesn't come in direct contact with her sister, then she can still go to school and take those fucking germs to school.
Right.
When in reality, I feel like if one person is exposed to that, you should be shutting your house down, yeah. keeping everyone at home. Yeah. So right now, high schools are closed across the state. But guess what's happening now? Oh, elementary and middle school outbreaks, because their fucking high school student siblings have brought the germs home and are spreading them at home. But those other kids still get to go to school. My aunt drives a bus for Brighton Area Schools. She has 4 kids on her bus right now. 4 kids, Maggie.
What?
4 kids.
What?
Catherine's bus keeps getting lighter and lighter as well. So, like, her school has only had 1 positive case so far, and it was an adult. though her teacher also thought she had a possible exposure, and so she kept herself at home for a week, as well as her children. She was smart. But, like, it's starting to creep into my elementary schools, and I'm getting real nervous. Like, you know, I don't know. It's fucked up. It's fucked up. And I heard Brighton area schools will not close unless the state mandates them to.
Of course not.
Unlike South Lyon, who just voluntarily closed, you know, for the next month, as well as Howell for the next 3 weeks, like all the schools, except for like Brighton, are starting to shut down in our area. Because it all comes down to money, just like our fucking president, you know, like, I didn't know this, and I know we've talked about this before, but our schools had to return money to the state of Michigan at the end of last year's school year. And that put all of our schools in serious financial hardship, such hardship that our district tried to give teachers a 5% pay cut.
I know.
When they should be getting a 20% pay increase.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that shit. So it is literally all about money. It's not about our health. It's about keeping the money in the schools, and butts in seats equals dollars.
And let me tell you about how much harder everything is. Like, because I am essentially a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's my job. No private one-on-one. Still same idea. My job is infinitely harder now.
Yep.
It's so much more difficult to do. Distance. Like,
distance learning and distance teaching is an entirely different set of skills than in person. There are entire degrees about for distance learning. You know, it's not just like, it's not easy. You know,
yeah, I was talking to the art teacher for the elementary school
mm-hmm.
in Dexter. And she was talking about, like, you know, trying to teach art to kids who are at home. And she was like, how many drawing projects can I fucking do?
Right.
But, like, you can't require kids to paint. You can't require them to have clay.
Right. They can try. You know, you can have them do stupid salt dough, maybe.
Yeah.
Flour and salt. Hopefully your family can afford flour, water, and salt. You know, or the Play-Doh shit, you know. But you're right. Clay. We have all that stuff here because my daughter loves art. So I do have canvases. I do have glitter. I have all sorts of bullshit. You know, I'm out of clay right now, but I have the means to run up to the store or order it online.
Yeah.
Not everyone does.
And nope.
So anyway, bullshit, bullshit, rubble, 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 rubble.
Bullshit.
Anyway, I'm going to change the subject now.
Well, yeah, it's fine.
I'm going to tell a secret, which means I'll never be able to do this now ever in my life. But I figured out how to kill my husband.
Tell me.
I put one of my bottles of medicine next to his in the cabinet, and he did not look at the labels and has been taking my medicine for a week and not his migraine pills. So if I ever wanted to murder my husband, I could just switch out his pills.
Yeah, definitely.
He just grabs the bottles in order and takes them every morning. And he figured it out this morning because he finally looked at the bottle, because he was wondering why he kept having headaches, why his headaches were coming back. I was like, oh, so you're taking my skin medicine. The thing that doesn't have any weird side effects.
Question.
Now I know. How do you murder you? Just replace.
Look pills. Similar at all?
No, they don't.
Oh, he's my, like, God.
I know. He's like, I thought they looked weird. Just like, Jesus Christ, they don't even look alike. Like, my pill is an oblong, flat, brown pill, and his migraine meds are circle and white. Like, they're two totally different pills. And I'm like, well, now I know how to kill you.
Yeah, clearly. Before
we got those arsenic pills look just like your migraine meds.
Some men just can't handle their arsenic. Before we got on, I was completely making fun of the fact that Apple made a iPhone 12 mini. So you guys, yeah. We're going back down again. We're going back down the small phones. Big phones are out. Small phones are in. Call it in. Tell the presses.
And they are literally a quarter inch smaller than all of our 6s through 8s, which means what?
You can't use your old cases.
Can't use your old fucking cases. Like, go fuck yourself. At least if you're going to go small, go back to a size where we already have all those cases.
Yeah.
You know, god damn it.
Go so fuck I yourself, was giving Apple. You shit about doing Elf on the Shelf.
Uh-huh. Yes.
With Catherine. Listen, mm-hmm. You guys, I'm against Elf on the Shelf. I think that it's not cute. And I think that it gets children accustomed to the surveillance state.
Mm-hmm.
It gets children accustomed to the concept of not having privacy. I'm against it. And then I saw this and I sent it to you. This doesn't count as internet thing of the week.
Okay.
So my kids, why don't we have an Elf on the Shelf? Everybody else, me? An Elf in this house? You listen to me and you listen good. Never trust the Fae and never, ever extend an invitation. I just finished warding, for goodness sake.
And warding is protecting your home from evil spirits.
Yeah.
Because in winter, the veil is thin.
Responded to that post and said, I would never invite the Fae into my house so close to midwinter. The veil is thin this time of year, and I have beautiful children who could easily be swapped out with changelings. Which I was like, I love everything about this. I have found my people. Speaking of finding your people, I know we're getting close to wrap-up time.
That's okay.
I did an online witch class.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yep. It was super fun. It was about kitchen witchery, which is like, you know, what I think my focus really is,
mm-hmm.
kitchen witchcraft. And in it, like at one point she was talking about potatoes and I put in the chat, potatoes are perfection, and everyone lost their goddamn minds. They're like, I'm here with my people. Somebody put that on a pillow. Somebody embroider that. Potatoes are perfection.
That's awesome.
That
sounds fun. Yeah.
It was good.
I haven't read my books yet, but I need to, so.
Well, anyone wanting to take any sort of witch class, Catland is what it's called, Catland. It's a bookstore, and they are offering online Zoom classes.
Catlandbooks.com.
There it is.
Cool, cool, cool. Yeah, I have my witch book to read, and then I also got, not that people can see, but you can. So the book I got was Modern Wicca, by Rowan Morgana, and it's beliefs and traditions for contemporary life. And then I've been following a lot of Indigenous people on TikTok, and I picked up The Path of Purpose, and that's applying the ancient Anishinaabe teachings. And Anishinaabe is, the Chippewas here in Michigan. So, I picked that up as well. So, and that looks like an easy read. It's like double spaced, tiny book. So I do have to read those. Maybe I'll do that while we're home for the next few days. So we're inviting the Fae into the house, but I had an entire conversation with Catherine. I asked her, you know, what do you know about the elf? What do you think about them? Do you feel comfortable with the elf reporting back to Santa your behavior? You know that just because Santa is coming and bringing you gifts doesn't mean that now's the time to be good. That's something you have to do year round, your family contributions, and behave well. It's not just once a year. And so we had like an extensive conversation about the elf. And I don't want to do like the mischief elf bullshit, like fuck that. We asked her is, you know, we were trying to ask her questions to see what she wants out of the experience. And we told her, you know, we, if we, because we have an elf on our tree and I just move him around the tree. Mm-hmm. Which she put him up on the tree today. And I was like, you know, if you want a full size elf, we have to email Santa and request one. I'm like, yeah. So what do you want your elf to specialize in? And so I was like, would you like a gratitude elf? And like her eyes lit up, and she does, I'm sure she doesn't know what gratitude really means. But she, yeah, I want a gratitude elf. I'm like, okay. So I actually bought a stack of note cards and wrote out like 24 missions in the cards. And so the elf is going to stay in our sitting area and just move around the sitting area. Not every day, but you know, every few days. But every day is going to have a new mission that she has to do. And so the first two are kind of hard. We're going to do gratitude jars for the month. And so all of us, all three of us are going to make and design a gratitude jar. And every day we have to put something that we're grateful for on a sticky note and stick it in the jar. And at the end of the month, we're going to read them all. And then another one of the harder things to do is to discover her love language, because we are actually struggling with finding her motivation in life. Mm-hmm. Right now, her motivation seems to be, I just want what I want, and you're going to give it to me without having to earn it. So, because we did, I got really frustrated with her this last weekend because it was a nice day out on Saturday, and I thought we were doing yard work. And so there's a bunch of fallen, broken sticks from our maples in the yard. And I was like, Catherine, how would you like to earn a shopping trip to Target? And of course she was like, yeah, let's go to Target. How can I earn? I was like, I will pay you 10 cents for every stick you pick up. And she fell for it for a few minutes, but then got very overwhelmed with the thought of earning enough sticks for a specific thing she wanted. And she just really, really struggled with the concept. And I got really frustrated and like yelled at her at one point. Actually, I yelled at her at multiple points, you know, because she wanted an OMG doll. I was like, well, OMG doll is $20. So you have to gather 20 stacks of 10. And so this was like a really great exercise because we were counting. We were going to do multiplication at the same time. We were going to earn money and have a goal, right? So all these life lessons were like built into paying my daughter 10 cents a stick. And then she wanted an elf on the shelf pet, because they have pets now and fucking
elves. Yeah, I saw that.
And all sorts of bullshit.
Yeah,
and so I thought the pet was only $15. Turns out it was $25, so she had to earn extra for that after the fact. But regardless, I was like, if you want both, you need 35 piles. And that like sent her over the edge. Mm-hmm. And I really don't know what happened. And even I was at one point, I was like, Catherine, the money earning potential is unlimited at this point. You just have to pick up as many sticks as you can and we'll figure out how much money you earned later. And it was just like not working for her. So I got very frustrated and Scott was like, I don't know, man. So we're going to try to have her figure out what her love language is so we can help motivate her. Gifts definitely is a motivation, but I don't want that to be her only motivation in life.
Right. Of course. You know,
like I can't pay her to do what we expect her to do for family contributions. Like I expect you to do a certain set of things every night. No ifs, ands, or buts, no rewards, because that's your family contribution. That is how we function as a family unit in this house. Like I'm not paying you to pick up your shit that you took off your body and threw all over the floor.
Right.
You know? So I'm just really frustrated with that. So I built that into our deck of cards. But it's more fun than work. You know, it's like watch a holiday movie, make cookies, make salt dough ornaments, mm-hmm. you know, help mommy with the dishes, help mommy make dinner. You know, so, and there's like a welcome letter in there and a goodbye letter. So I kind of went through the calendar to make sure like movie nights were on Friday nights and baking things were on Saturdays or Sundays. And that's then smart. I had to remember, like, oh, Thursday nights are dance. We're not going to have, like, a lot of time to do something. So it has to be something short and quick. So I actually had to plan that out a little bit.
So, that's okay. That's good.
Yeah. So I guess I'm kind of looking forward to it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But we're not doing the fucking tricks. He's not, like, pooping, you know, chocolate chips all over my house and, you know, bullshit. Like, the elf is going to, like, sit and hold a card. And you do the mission on the card that day.
I mean, you know, out of all of the possible abominations, I guess that one is one of the best.
Right. Now, don't get me wrong. I'd rather have Krampus in my police stated home, you know, yeah. So.
That video, I just remember that. I sent it to you recently, your kid being like, Krampus is coming.
He's going to eat me.
He's going to eat me up.
So I think we hit our lists.
Yeah, that was my list. Actually, I had one more thing, but it's kind of depressing. I'm just going to say the sentence and not go into it. But I read this article where people were dying of coronavirus and still being in denial, where they were like, what's wrong with me, doctor? And the doctor was like, you're dying of coronavirus. And they were like, no, that's not it. Figure out what's really wrong with me. How is this the world that we are living in? Jesus titty fucking Christ.
Oh, fucking amen.
All right. So the internet thing of the week.
Yes.
Casual sex implies the existence of ranked competitive sex.
I like it. I'm here for it.
I like that too. Thought that was very enjoyable. And then, this one, my friends and me after the vaccine drops. So explain what we're seeing.
Oh, there's a bunch of wrestlers licking each other. Mankind and the gold guy licking them.
Yeah, they're sitting on each other. They're
in a pile of people.
Pile of people licking.
Should I enroll in which school? Which school looks like it's every Saturday?
Yeah, there. So that one has started already, and they said they're not going to be doing it again for a while.
Okay.
So unfortunately, which school already started?
Yeah.
But what? Because somebody brought it up in our kitchen witch class, but yeah. She said like most of those topics are covered in other classes. You just have to like pick and choose what you like.
Yeah.
So like anyway, guys, let's wrap this up.
Yes.
Find us
like
everywhere.
A dick.
Yeah, like a dick. Find us everywhere that you find podcasts. Where do you find your podcast? Find us there where the podcast is. You can also interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 258 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. And bye.
Bye.
I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar.